Everybody, we are on Nun Beis, Amud Beis. We are four lines from the bottom. We are in the middle of discussing a Kohen who's Mekadesh and Isha with a portion from a Korban. Does he own the Korban, or is he merely an emissary of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he cannot Mekadesh and Isha because it doesn't belong to him? This is why the Mesader Kedushin, of course, under the Chuppah says, did you buy this ring with your own money? That's one of the questions. Okay. Tanya, we learned in a brayser, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mikudeshes, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eina Mikudeshes. If you use the chelik of a korban, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as to whether or not it will be effective. Okay, so Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneim Mikro Echad Darshu. And they both derive it from the same pasuk. The pasuk, of course, that they're going to be arguing about is in Bamidbar Perek Yudches Pasuk Tes, as to whether or not the piece of the korban is owned by the kohen or not. It says in pasuk, "Zvizeh yelam lecha mikodesh hakadoshim min haesh," and this will be from you, from the kodesh hakadoshim, from the fire. So, how do we interpret this pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda says, you are Mikudashis, he says, Lecha is extraneous. The pasuk before says, Va'ani hinei nasati lecha es mishmeres trumasi. Therefore, lecha is extra here. It was unnecessary. So why does it say lecha? The korban belongs to you, u'lecha tzarchecha, and to all of your needs. You could even mekadesh and isha with it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Look at the other words that are extra. What word is extra? Min ha'esh, from the fire is extra. Okay, we know that the korbanos go on to the fire. So why does it say min ha'esh? So we say the kohanim portion is ka'esh, is similar to fire. How so? Ma'esh le'achila, just like the esh on the mizbeach is for it consumes the korban. Afu, so to the portion of the kohanim, nami le'achila is expressly given for him to the purpose of eating, and he cannot use it as money, and therefore, according to the Shita, he can't use it to Mekadesh and Isha. The Gemara now is going to bring this Machlokes as to whether or not Rabbi Yehuda agrees into and changes his opinion and says, Eina Mikudeshes, which would shift Rabbi Yehuda into the camp of Rabbi Yossi. Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, turning over to Nun Gimel and Aleph, Nimnu Vigamru, you don't have to turn the page, actually, just turn your head. Nimnu Vigamru. We made the Chacham in the Beis Medrash made the following Hachra about a Mekadesh and Isha with the Chelek of the Korban. That what? Ha Mekadesh b'chelko. What is Mekadesh b'chelek? Ben Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ben Kodeshim Kalim. It doesn't matter on the type of the Korban. Either way, Loi Kidesh. The Chidushin is not Chal. The Rav, but Rav disagrees with this Nimnu v'Gamru. Rav takes on Rabbi Yochanan and Amar Dayini Machlokas. This Machlokas is an old Machlokas and it still stands. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda did not chozer bo. Okay, now we're going to bring shitas that are going to bring proofs for the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yehuda did in fact retract his opinion and now says Eina Mikudeshes with the part of the korban. The psukim that you need to know in order to understand this is Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Tes, and Pasuk Yud. You have it on the side. Vayikra Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, and Yud. You have it on the sideline. Okay, let's read it. V'chol Mincha. And all of the mincha offerings, those are the flour offerings, asher te'afeh, which get baked, batonah, and oven. V'chol na'aseh b'marcheshes, v'al machavas. Marcheshes and machavas are two different types of mincha offerings. One's a deep pan and one's a shallow pan. V'al machavas, la'koin, belong to the koin, ha'makriv oso lo tia, to the koin, lo, to him it will be, not lowy, but low. V'chol mincha, and all mincha offerings, belula b'shemen, mixed together with oil, v'chareva, distributed l'chol b'nei aron tia, k'ish, ke'echot. Man to his brother. So each of these psukim are necessary. In the Sifra, the Darshan, it says, L'kayin makrivah so lo tiyah, that appears to be to him alone. But it also says, L'chol b'nei aron tiyah, which implies to all of them. So which one is it? Does it belong to just him, or does it belong to all the Kohanim? Furthermore, it says, V'chol mincha, to all b'nei aron tiyah. So this implies for all mincha offerings, he goes to each and every kohen. Okay, so let's see, Vayter, what's going on. Amr Rabbi Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan Mistavra. The logic of Rabbi Yochanan is logical. Kavasei. This Tanya, we learned in a brisa. How do we know the following? Let's say a Kohen says to his friend, right? Reuven the Kohen and Shimon the Kohen. So Reuven says, you know what? I like flour offerings more than meat offerings. Let's do a switcheroo, and I'll take the your mincha offerings, and you'll take my zvachim offerings. You'll take my meat offerings. What's the halacha? Talmud lomar, v'chol mincha she'teyafeh betanur, all the minchas which are baked in the oven, l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh, to all b'nei Aaron. That implies that the entire mincha offering independently should be divided, and you can't divide it corresponding to the zvachim. So you might say that the reason is you can't divide flour offerings against meat offerings, and we have a logical reason, right? Because by a korban olav yored, there the kapara could change according to his money. Shelo kamu tachtein bedalus, because you don't want to switch in place of the zvachim with something poor. That, you know, because if somebody, for example, can't afford a meat offering to bring in a meat offering by a korban olav yored, he has to bring a flour offering. So there, we don't want to say this guy's poorer than this guy, whatever it is, and that's why the Kohanim can't divide it like that. Aval, but, yechluku menachas keneged ofos. But, meat is no good. Now remember, in the D'oraisa literature, even though by us, chicken is fleishiks, chicken is not really fleishiks, right? Chicken is a bird, and bird has a different status than that of meat. So the Gemara says, you're right, you can't mix meat and flour, you can't make a switcheroo and divide it up that way. But what about aval, yechluchu menechos keneged ofos, split it up, the flour offerings versus the bird offerings, let's say chatas of, one Kohen should get all the chatas of, the other one get all the minchas. Shrei kamu tachtein bedalus, because both of them or what somebody would offer for a korban olav yored when he doesn't have the money. Talmud lomer, you can't. We have a pasuk. That's why it says in the same pasuk, v'chol na'aseh b'marcheshes. Anything made in a marcheshes, that's a type of pan. L'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh, to all of b'nei Aaron. And this includes every single kohen, which means you can't switch it up. You have to take your mincha offering. Okay? Now, the pasuk is highlighting it didn't need to say min ha-marcheshes. Why did it say this? It said this to make sure that each Kohen individually took his portion. Says the Gemara Vayter. I'm going to keep saying this, Yochol. Okay, we have about five of these. Yochol, lo yechlechu menachas keneged ofos. Okay, I can understand that one Kohen can't take the flower offerings in place of the other guy's bird offerings. Shehalalu minei domen, because the birds have blood. V'halalu minei kemachim, and these are flower. But let's do a switch where one Kohen could take the bird offering and one Kohen could take the meat offering. Because both of them are blood offerings. Talmud Lomar, the Al Machavas. We have an extra word here of Machavas, which is different than the Marcheshes. This is also extraneous. Right? Earlier we said, now we're saying the word Marcheshes, and now we say the word Machavas. That you can't switch birds for meat. Now again, the reason why, just take one step back to re-explain, maybe I didn't explain carefully. The reason why we're going through all of these is to show you that each Kohen doesn't have it individually that he can mekadesh an isha with. Because if it really belonged to the Kohen, he should be able to trade carbon for carbon. You can't. So if you can't change a carbon for carbon, then what else can't you do? You can't mekadesh an isha with. Let's continue. Yachl, other switches that are not allowed. Lo yachlku. Okay, I understand. Ofos keneged zvachim, I can't switch. Why shalalu? Because the korban of of maisein biyad. How do I shecht kiviyachl on the mizbeach a korban that's a bird? Nu, what do I use? I don't use a knife. I use my finger, right? V'halalu, and the other zvachim maisein bekli. There I use a knife or a shechita knife. But one mincha for another mincha, I should be able to do an old switcheroo. Right? The machavash for the marcheshes, I should be able to switch. Shehalalu v'alalu ma'isem biyad, because both of them, they're made through hands. Right? Could I do that? Talmud lomar, I can't. Why not? Because it says in pasuk, back to that pasuk we started with. V'chol mincha belula b'shemen l'chol b'nei Aaron. All the menachos that are mixed together with oil, they belong to all of the children of Aaron. So we see again another specification, which is memait, as to how we could divide it up. Furthermore, yochel, I would say lo yachluku machavas keneged marcheshes. I would say can't split a machavas, which is a wider kli, and it's not a deep pan. There, I can't divide it keneged marcheshes, which is a deeper pan, which is not as wide. or Marcheshes Keneged Machavas. Why? Shazu, because the Marcheshes is Maisa Rachim. That is a softer, thinner type mincha offering. Okay? Vizu, Maisa Kashum. And this one's a Maisa Kashum, this mincha that is made Kashos. Okay? More, right? Which means it's much, because it's deeper pit. What about two types of menachas? I should be able to split them up. Reuven, you take that machavas, and Shimon the Kohen says you take that machavas. Umarcheshes keneged marcheshes, and a marcheshes pan keneged marcheshes pan. Shalolu velolu maisim kashim, inami maisim rachim, because they're the same exact formula as to how it's made. Talmud Lomar, I can't, because it says in pasuk. V'chol mincha belula b'shem, and they mix together oil. V'charava l'chol b'nei Aaron tia. V'charava, the extra word here, is telling me that each Kohen has to take exactly what he is given. He can't split up even one type of mincha for the same type of mincha. Once again, they try one more. Yachol lo nechlechu b'kadosh ha-kadoshim. I thought by all kadosh kadoshim, for example, a chatas corresponding to a chatas, or an ashim corresponding to an ashim, or a mincha corresponding to a mincha. There, I can't split it up. But I could split up katshe kalim. For example, a shlomim corresponding to a toda. I should be able, this Kohen Reuven should say, I'll take this portion of the shlomim. And Shimon says, you take this portion of the toda. And they distribute it that way. Talmud Lomar, ish ke'echav. Each according, each person like his brother. V'samach lein, that's juxtaposed to the next pasuk. Im al toda kashem shi. Im al toda. The next part of the pasuk says in quotes, im al toda. This one by the toda. So now we make the following juxtaposition. Kashem she'ein cholkin v'kadosh kadashim. Just like you can't split up the distribution by the kadosh kadashim, kach so too, ein cholkin v'kadosh kalim. You can't split up by the kadosh kalim, by the korban toda and the korban shlomim. So now the Gemara is going to bring the conclusion of the Braisa that darshins the end of the Pasuk Ish Kachav. This is one long Braisa. It says in Pasuk, Ish, in quotes, Ish Cholek, a person who gets his part of the Korban, Afilu Balmum, even somebody who is not a what? Even somebody who is a Balmum and is not allowed to work the Avoda, Ve'ena Katan Cholek. Afilu Balmum, Ve'ena Katan Cholek, Ve'afilu Tam. Okay, even a Balmum is able to collect and take the meats of the Korban, but a cotton can't. Now that's the end of the Braisa. And now Abaye is going to explain his Raya from the Braisa that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yehuda switched alliances to the team of Rabbi Yossi, that with Korbanos, you can't what? You can't Mekadesh Yinisha. Says the Gemara, Stam Sifra, the standard Sifra that's anonymous, that doesn't have an author, is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And this Bryson says, there's no way of splitting it up at all. Which means, it's not the Kohen does not have the ownership of the Korban, merely only has what's right called the ability to eat it. And if they want to do a switcheroo with another Kohen, they're not allowed. So what do we see from here? We see from here that since the anonymous Bryson, this anonymous Sifra, must be Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can't switch it up, it means that the Kohen doesn't own the Korban. If the Kohen doesn't own the Korban, what can't the Kohen do? Mekadesh Anisha, very good Samter. Okay. Now, just as you should know, you have this example. For example, you come over to my house on a Friday night, right? And I give you chicken. Do you own the chicken? Or do you only have the right to eat the chicken? What's the nafgamina? Could you mekadesh Anisha with the chicken on your plate? You understand? It's a similar kind of concept.
Well, the plate's still yours, so.
I own the plate, but what about the chicken? Do you own the chicken, or do you just have the right to eat the chicken? Think about it. It's the same conversation. Comes up in a number of places in Shas. Schus tashmish versus complete ownership. Vaiter. Amar Rava. Rava's going to bring a raya for the opinion of Rav that he does not retract his statement. Of Rabbi Yehuda. Shalom Chazir Bar Yehuda. I'm Rava. Uki Rav Milo Tanya. Do it out of a Braisa. Like Rav, who says that Rabbi Yehuda did not retract his statement, and he still says you can Mekadesh Yisha with the Korban. I Vah Tanya. We learned in a Braisa vis-a-vis the Lechem upon him. Okay, the Lechem upon him that Shimon HaTzadik used to use. Okay, what did he say? Hatsnuim. These people who were very pious. Right? Moshkenes Yedeim, they prevented themselves from eating their portion of the bread. of the lechem upon him. V'hagarganim, these guys who are chaparayin, you know, the guys who go to the shmorgs at weddings early and they start grabbing all the sushi, you know those guys? Right? Like the french fries at the Marina del Rey. Cholkim. They can make a distinction, meaning they could divide it up. That the Gemara thinks, that means that the tsnuim could portion divvy up with the chamsonim. So my cholkim, no, the Gemara says no. What does it mean cholkim? Because we seem to have a good right. Since they could be divided up, that means that each one owns their property. No, chotvin. They grab their friend's portion via a kinyan. Okay? Well, even without their haskama. And therefore you can't bring a raya from this. And the Gemara now brings a raya for the disproof. What's the raya for the disproof? That they're not hulking in a standard way where they each own it. Kidiktani Seifa, like it says in the second half. There's a story that a guy, he went and he grabbed his portion of the lechem upon him and the chelek of his buddy. Okay? But you currently know, so what they call him? Ben Chamsin. The Chamsin, the grabber. Ad Yom Moso, until he dies. Day he dies. Now, how do we know that this Chamsin is a Chamsin? Amar Rav Shila, Maikar. So how do we know? It says in Pasuk and Tehillim, Perak Ayin Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Elokai, Paltena Miyad Rasha, save me from that Rasha God, Mikaf Ma'avel V'chometz. So what was he davening? To be saved from the disgrace of the Chometz, who is the Chamsin. Rab Amar Mehacha, from here we see Lamdu Heitev. We learned many things. Dirshu Mishpat, we darshened the Mishpat, Ashru Chometz. Right? Save yourself from the Chometz. The Chometz is the Ganav, who is also called the Chamsin. Weiter. Now we're going to discuss Meiser Sheni. Okay, you know what? We're up to a two dots. This is a good place to stop because it's going to get complicated after this. Maybe because I have a cold. But we're going to discuss tomorrow Meiser Sheni. The same idea. I was hoping to get to the two dots on my base. But Meiser Sheni, who owns it? Who owns Meiser Sheni? Is it owned by the person who got it? Or is it owned by the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means it can't be Kadosh Shanisha? We'll discuss that tomorrow. Mir Tzashem, please go.